The same law that allows the governor to remove school board members also allows the board members to reapply for their jobs. But the constitutionality of that law will be challenged in a case to be heard by the state Supreme Court Monday. However, Judge Wood scheduled the hearings anyway.
Obviously, there is time, although they don't necessarily work that fast, for them to issue a stay, and we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
The district was placed on accredited probation in December due to poor board governance. The governor has since replaced the suspended members. The reconstituted board has received high praise from the head of the district's accrediting agency, Mark Elgart, who spoke at a DeKalb graduation last week.
I had the opportunity to meet with them and believe that they're very engaged. They're committed to their purpose and their role and are also in a process of learning how to do it effectively, and very impressive at this point.
But Danielle Obira, an attorney for former board chair Eugene Walker, says that doesn't mean the current board members should stay in place.
Can Mark Elgart speak for all the citizens of DeKalb County? It's ridiculous that we would put so much power in the hands of one unelected individual. So no, it's not an indication of anything.
Elgart is one of four witnesses the state will call on its behalf during the hearings. The other three witnesses were elected to the DeKalb School Board in November. That shortly before Governor Deal issued the suspensions. After the hearings, Judge Wood will make recommendations to the governor, who will have the final say. Martha Dalton, WABE News.